This is the 2021 Sports Year in Review. I'm Scott Hayes. In March, the high school basketball season came to a close with state championships crowned, and the Emporia State basketball seasons ended in postseason tournament play. The Emporia High girls and boys basketball teams were eliminated from sub-state play by Topeka Seaman. Seaman outscored the Emporia High girls 37-27 in the sub-state championship game. Emporia High coach Carolyn Dorsey called it a heartbreaking night.
We didn't play well offensively again, but that's a tribute to them defensively. Obviously, we struggled offensively, and that's really with the game. But to touch on these girls and their season, man, they were special. They've done some really good things. Finished 15-7, you know, ranked top 10 in the state. Man, they've fixed things. They've changed our environment. They're back to winning and being super successful. So as a season, man, this is never easy.
The Lady Spartans finished their season with a 15-7 record. Topeka Seaman outscored the Emporia High boys basketball team 60-56 in a sub-state semifinal. Seaman used a 16-8 run to close out the game after Emporia High had taken a 48-44 lead with 3:40 to play in the game. Coach Bo Welch said they ran out of time.
Played our best game tonight, played our tails off, you know, had our opportunity to win the game, did everything we wanted to do. I thought that we executed our game plan really to perfection. And, get down to the last couple minutes of play here. Really probably comes down to one or two plays. And unfortunately, we weren't able to finish it.
The Emporia High boys finished the season with an 8-13 record. Emporia High girls basketball coach Carolyn Dorsey was named the Centennial League Coach of the Year. She guided the Spartans to a third-place finish in the Centennial League with a 15-7 record. Junior Gracie Gilpin was named to the All-Centennial League First Team. Allie Baker and Rebecca Snyder were honorable mentions. Emporia High senior Charles Snyder was named to the All-Centennial League Basketball Team, a three-time First Team selection. He averaged 19 points and 8 rebounds for the Spartans. Snyder and Gracie Gilpin were All-State honorable mentions and selected by the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Four area high school basketball teams advanced to state, the Olpe girls and boys and the Linden and Waverly boys. The Olpe girls and boys both won state championships. The Olpe girls outscored Norwich 42-25 in the championship game. Olpe led 10-6 after the first quarter and never trailed. They would lead by as many as 24 points in the third quarter. Olpe coach Jesse Nelson said they played well.
They have always played hard. They've had lots of minutes. You know, a lot of them were early players for us. The thing about them is that, and I get caught saying this a lot, is that this is a team that has to do a lot of things right. We can't, as you saw tonight, we can't muscle with a lot of teams, and we don't have a lot of size, so we can't do that. So we just have to do the things that we do, and we have to do them well. And that's what they did here tonight.
Macy Smith was the leading scorer for Olpe, finishing with a game-high 13 points.
It's just awesome being able to grow up and just be able to play together since I could remember is just an amazing feeling, and being able to win a state championship with them all is just even better.
Maya Bishop added 11 points.
It's amazing. It's a feeling that you never really know what it's going to feel like until it's here, and it is super special, and I am just so proud of my team and my coaches and everyone that we were able to get it done.
The Olpe girls finished the season undefeated with a record of 25-0. It was the fourth state title for the Olpe girls. The Olpe boys rallied for a 54-47 win over previously undefeated South Gray for the first ever boys basketball state championship. Olpe would take the lead for good in the fourth quarter while outscoring South Gray 34-20 in the second half. Olpe coach Chris Schmidt added a basketball state title to the football title earned earlier this school year.
This goes to those kids. They just work so hard, and I'm so proud of them. And so just watching them have this opportunity in this moment, they've earned it. And, it's been a while to get this first one in basketball. Just a great effort. We kind of was stagnant on offense the first half, and second half we talked about getting the ball in the middle, and Derek was our facilitator in there, and we went to work. Kids just were not denied.
Jordan Barnard scored a game-high 17 points to lead the Eagles.
Feels amazing. Really good to do it the first time for Opie and also to do it under Chris Schmidt. We saw that they had two big men and then a good guard that was really quick at number two, and they all averaged about 14 points. So we knew, and then we also saw Zero, who we thought was one of their main players, came off the bench and did really good. So we knew we had to stop those four.
Truman Bailey added 11 points. Derek Holting and Damon Redeker both scored 10 points. The Opie boys finished with a record of 18-3. Opie girls coach Jesse Nelson and boys coach Chris Schmidt were both named the 1A Division I Coaches of the Year by the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. The Waverly boys defeated McPherson Elyria Christian 47-41 in the quarterfinal round of the 1A Division II state tournament. The Linden boys were defeated by Hillsborough 51-45 in the semifinals of the 2A state tournament. Both the Emporia State women's and men's basketball teams played in the MIAA tournament. The women were the 4th seed and hosted Central Oklahoma. The Emporia State men were the 8th seed and played number 1 seed Northwest Missouri State. The Lady Hornets defeated Central Oklahoma 82-80 in the first round. In the MIAA semifinals, the Lady Hornets were defeated by Fort Hays State 77-72. Emporia State coach Toby Wynn said they did not make enough plays at the end.
MIAA tournament, you have to play on the other team's home court. I mean, it's a road game here with 1,500 fans cheering for Hays. Tough challenge. Our players fought valiantly. We had chances, and we just didn't make enough of them to get it done. I mean, we made a nice little run in the third quarter. We got into a good rhythm on the offensive end, and then, you know, they kind of took us out of it because on defense we kind of lost our way, and we let 11 run free, and, you know, she got some wide-open looks from three, and she knocked them down.
The Emporia State women did receive an at-large NCAA tournament bid. They played Minnesota Duluth in the first round. Emporia State junior Carson Schultz was happy to still be playing.
I mean, I was just laying in bed, and then all of a sudden I see the six, and I was like, okay. Like, I really, like, had a feeling our name was going to pop up. So it was just a really good feeling, and I was super excited. They're really long and athletic, and just they've got some really tall girls. So like Coach just said, we've got to apply ball pressure on them on our defense and not let them score so easily.
The season came to a heartbreaking end for the Emporia State women's basketball team. The Lady Hornets were outscored by Minnesota Duluth 76-70 in overtime in the quarterfinal round of the NCAA Central Region Tournament. Emporia State coach Toby Wynn gave Minnesota Duluth credit for continuing to battle.
Their kids just kept coming at us, and we didn't make the plays we needed to make there towards the end to be able to pull off the upset. I mean, these guys are the number 8 team in the country, number 3 seed in the regional for a reason. They got a good team. They're very well coached. Played a good game. Tough loss for our team and our program. I thought we did a lot of nice things throughout the game to be able to put ourselves in position to have a chance to pull off the upset and to win the game. We were kind of right there on the cusp of it, and then we just kind of let it slip out of our fingers, unfortunately.
The Emporia State women finished with an 18-7 record. The Emporia State men were defeated by Northwest Missouri State 100-61 in the opening round of the MIAA tournament. Coach Craig Doty said that was a new experience for him.
What they've done the last 4 games, they're taking steps in a direction that if Las Vegas had odds on it, there'll be another one of those big national championship banners in here. Wow, I mean, it was something I've never experienced before as a coach.
The Hornets finished the season with an 11-12 record. With the 2021 Sports Year in Review, I'm Scott Hayes.